The Road Safety Authority faces the possibility of being stripped of its driver and vehicle testing role after an independent review proposed significant reforms to the organisation. This programme understands that economic consultants Indicon have proposed several restructuring options for the RSA. They include removing responsibility for the national car test, driving test and driver licensing from the organisation to enable it to focus exclusively on road safety. Another option proposed in the review is to transfer the RSA's role in promoting road safety back to the Department of Transport entirely. Well, we're joined in the studio now by the Minister of State with responsibility for road transport, James Lawless. Minister, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Can you confirm, first of all, that you have received this review of the RSA, which was carried out by the consultants Indicon, and that it does contain these different options for reforming the organisation?
Good afternoon. So I have received a draft report from Indicon, who are an economic consultancy who were tasked with reviewing the Road Safety Authority. It's only a draft still. The final report is due to arrive with me in the next couple of days, I believe. And it has, I suppose, taken a belt and braces look at the Road Safety Authority, what it does, what its function is, and the wider landscapes around road safety. What is good practice internationally, what functions should be performed, who currently does it and who should do it. The Road Safety Authority is in existence since 2006. That's nearly 20 years. It's the first time it's been reviewed. Normally, good practice would say perhaps every 5 years there should be a review. So I think it's probably, it is overdue. And it's prompted partly from ongoing operational issues with the NCT testing, driver testing. There were very significant and unacceptable delays coming on the back of COVID. And they have been, I suppose, brought back into service levels in terms of waiting times, but they're still not quite where they need to be. There's still some delays outstanding. So that was one of the motivating issues behind this, looking at that operational piece. Is it performing as it should be? And then secondly, there is a risk that sort of operational challenge, which is ongoing, could detract from the core mission, which is ultimately road safety advocacy and awareness campaigns. And I think that's something that's central to all of us, particularly this August bank holiday weekend. And every weekend, we see fatalities and collisions on the roads. So we need to have a look and see, is the RSA, as currently structured, as currently resourced, really optimising its core mission, which is road safety advocacy, and is everything else where it should be in terms of ownership and agencies and responsibilities.
And is that the rationale then being put forward in the report for the possibility of stripping the RSA of its responsibility for the National Car Testing Service, the driving test and driver licence renewal, that perhaps the organisation is focusing too much on those areas and not enough on road safety? Is that the rationale for that recommendation in the report?
So that's certainly a consideration. So there's a number of options in the report. As I say, it is still only in draft form. There's, I think, five different core ways forward, one of which is looking at taking the driver testing and NCT side of business outside of the RSA's remit and placing it somewhere else. It could be a new National Vehicle Driver Licensing Agency. It could be something else altogether, and freeing up the RSA, I suppose, to regroup around its core mission. And it strikes me, and I've great sympathy for them, and they've done great work since their establishment, but they're simultaneously trying to do too much and do too little. What I mean by that is that the remit is very broad. They have all these operational obligations, commercial vehicle testing as well. And yet, in other ways, when we look at it, there are certain matters that appear as gaps. So they don't have any engineering or technical professional expertise within the RSA, for example, something that surprised me when I first learned that a few weeks ago. So I think there's space for them to grow the advocacy piece, to get, a greater research function in terms of technology standards, engagement with local authorities, making submissions. For example, the Dublin Traffic Plan, which consumed so much bandwidth in recent weeks, the RSA didn't, as I understand, make any submissions to that or similar plans around the country. It strikes me that an agency tasked with road safety could be usefully deployed by engaging with those kind of submissions and consultations and saying, this is the road safety view on a particular plan. But that doesn't happen at the moment.
But these other functions that the RSA has, NCT, driver licensing, driver testing, it makes money from those. Yeah. That's how it's funded. Yeah. So you would have to come up with a whole different funding model if you're going to take those away. Is that right?
No, completely. And look, even if the review was to find that the RSA was performing optimally, and there's no need for any changes, which, you know, and I do believe there are needs for change. But even if there wasn't, the funding model alone has to be re-examined, because at the moment the RSA is funding largely, and it's a 100 million budget, but 99 million of that last year came from services it provides, like the NCT driver testing, etc. So the difficulty with that is, in a year where there's surplus, there perhaps maybe extra money for its campaigns, with the cost of living, with inflation, etc., it means that its other, I suppose, public service remit functions come under pressure from a budgetary perspective. So one of the benefits of splitting this out is that the operational activities continue separately. They become a revenue raiser for the Exchequer, but that there's a direct Exchequer budget for the primary road safety element, and that's not contingent upon how many vehicles pass the NCT or how many people apply for tests. It's completely separate, ring-fenced, and that's a really important, I think, funding line that government will very strongly stand over. But the RSA must, I suppose, do its part in meeting that core mission and delivering on its core goals.
Is it fit for purpose at the moment?
I think it needs change. I think it's done some really good work. I think that road debts from the early noughties, late 90s, were really in the 300s on a regular basis. They're still too high, but and they've been going the wrong direction in the last 2 or 3 years. But they've done a lot of good work. I think they've really raised the bar in terms of awareness and understanding, and they've run some really hard-hitting campaigns. But perhaps they need to go back to basics a little bit. They've been a bit stretched in recent years. They've had some campaigns that maybe didn't quite hit the bar. But they have to, I suppose, regroup. And part of this review is seeing, how can we restructure? What do they do? What do other agencies do? Okay. What does the Department of Transport do? And who should do that in future?
And another option in the report, as I understand it, which is being proposed, is the possibility that road safety promotion could be taken away entirely from the RSA, which seems unusual that a road safety authority would lose the road safety promotion aspect of its work and brought back into the Department of Transport. Is that option under consideration?
So all options are on the table. Nothing is on or off the table at the moment. As I say, it's still a draft report. The final report is expected probably this week, and I will be spending August going through the detail of it with my officials and indeed with the RSA and other stakeholders to take their detailed submissions on board. My own view is that it's likely that the RSA have done a lot of good work. They're out there. They have a brand. They have a job to do, which they've by and large done well in terms of the advocacy piece. They do need to double down around that. And I think it may take, but taking some of the operational aspects away, I think could relieve other pressures on them and enable them to refocus on that core mission. But as I say, look, everything is up for discussion right now. I think no matter what, it'll be a different RSA come at the end of the year than it has been for the last 20 years.
When will you make a decision about what to do and how to restructure the organisation?
I would be hopeful to be able to bring a memo to government by the time government returns in late September with a view to an RSA amendment bill going through the Houses later this autumn.
And what do you expect we'll see at the end of that process? A smaller organisation, perhaps more focused on road safety promotion alone?
That's one of the options. I think it's probably a reasonably likely one. I think that we will have to find where is the best fit, the best home for the operational piece. We will have to look at the SLAs around that, why they're not being delivered, why they haven't been delivered consistently for the third year in a row. Notwithstanding some recent improvements, they're still not where they need to be. Ultimately, customers, road users, people who are paying for these services deserve to have their expectations met. And then the road safety piece, which is so important and so crucial, needs to have its own vehicle for delivery. And then we need to look at the synergies. So, for example, the Department of Transport has some really strong subject matter experts, things like speed limits, things like road surfaces, things like and local authorities, indeed, on sort of location black spots. We need to pool that knowledge and expertise and put it under one roof so that people can actually talk to each other, share with each other and collaborate. At the moment, I do worry that there are too many different owners of some of these pieces and they're not actually synergised together.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens in September when the government makes a decision on that. But for now, Minister of State for Road Transport, James Lawless, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us today. We're back in Paris after this break.